JJ, here in the pre-monsoon, we start hearing about different mechanisms at play, some of them thousands of miles from here, and they all have to fall into place before the tropical moisture starts coming our way to give us the monsoon. So looking at the global weather maps, are you seeing these mechanisms starting to do what they need to do?
Recently, we had a discussion with a few entities and the Climate Prediction Center and the University of Arizona and a few others about the monsoon outlook. And what was interesting is how similar this year looks to last year. All of those large-scale circulation patterns that you hear about, like El Nino and some of the other more lesser-known circulations, are very similar to what they were last year. In addition, we also see those really dry conditions taking place in the Midwest, with the exception of, obviously, the recent weeks of all the tornadic activity and flooding they've had in Oklahoma. But if you take away that recent rainfall, the Midwest, Central Plains have been brutally dry this year. They're in a really bad drought. All of that kind of favors an earlier start to the monsoon. And when I say early, I mean maybe a couple days.
I seem to remember the rain starting a little early last year.
Like we had last year. We had storms roll in, I think, in mid to late June, and then it kind of died down for a little bit, and then it really picked up again in early July. So I wouldn't be surprised to see something like that happen, where maybe we get a storm or two in, say, the June 20th through the 30th period. But then really the activity would ramp up again around the July 4th weekend when it normally does.
So we might see an early start to the rains this year. What about later in the monsoon in late July and August?
After that, it's really anybody's guess as to how the rest of the monsoon progresses, because there's no really strong signals suggesting we're going to be either, you know, on average really wet or really dry or really hot or cold or whatever. They're kind of mixed signals at this point. So the only thing we have even just a little bit of confidence in it, and I should stress a little bit, is that we might see a little early start and a little wet at the first part of the monsoon.
You mentioned the drought in the Midwest and how it might affect the monsoon here. We had a really dry winter in southern Arizona, so could you give us an update on how our drought conditions are?
Unfortunately, it doesn't look too good. We're still in a pretty good drought, and in fact, the springtime, March, April, and May, turned out to be our second warmest and eighth driest spring on record. So, you know, as always, we're in desperate need of some moisture, and this season is no different. We're just very fortunate we've missed out on the really big fire events. Hopefully that continues through the rest of the month.
And JJ, the news came out last week that May was the 10th hottest on record. It just didn't seem like it. How did it rank so high in the record books?
You know, that's an interesting question, because our average temperature for the entire month was almost 3 degrees above normal. And I think one of the reasons that led to that was not just the fact that we had our typical May heat of high temperatures during the afternoon in the mid-90s quite frequently, but our morning lows were particularly warm. In fact, there was a stretch in mid-May where our low temperatures were in the 70s for three consecutive days, which is a fairly pronounced streak, especially in mid-May. And then we had another streak at the end of May where our low temperatures were again in the 70s. And so when you put that all together, you end up with a pretty warm month. And then you combine that with the fact that we really didn't have any rain. There was one day around the 5th and 6th of the month where we had a low pressure system come through. It did give us a relief from the heat. Our highs were back in the 80s, but we only squeezed out a hundredth of an inch of rain in Tucson. Now, I know a few other areas got, you know, closer to a tenth of an inch, but that was it for the entire month. It was just really warm and dry.
J.J. Brost is a forecaster with the National Weather Service's Tucson Bureau, where the busiest time of year, the monsoon, is about to begin. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.